Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to take a look at the astrological energies from August 3rd until August 10th as we continue to voyage through Leo season, and we also move past the exact conjunction of Mars, Uranus, and the North Node, all at 18 degrees of Taurus. Over this next week, the astrological energies are a bit quieter, but there are still some big, loud energies coming in and coming through. So you could feel at times that things maybe are a bit more settled, while at other times there still seems to be these loud waves and big developments unfolding that we're certainly feeling at all levels of our being. We are now officially in the month of August. Welcome, welcome. And perhaps you saw the report that scientists have documented that the Earth is spinning faster than ever. Yes, the Earth is spinning at a faster speed. And in fact, there might be 1 second removed from the calendar year because of this acceleration. And linking this to astrology, as I tend to do, is especially fascinating when we've been talking about this acceleration and we can relate it to Uranus in Taurus. Taurus being an earth sign, the first earth sign of the earth, and Uranus being about developments, quantum leaps, acceleration, everything speeding up and picking up its pace. And it's fascinating to see how that is manifesting on the Earth itself. So here we are in August 2022, where we've been moving through a very dynamic period of change with that energy of Uranus conjunct the North Node, conjunct Mars in Taurus. This is a big energy that I'm going to talk about a little bit here, because it's important to understand that this energy is going to play out into May 2023. And that's because Uranus stations retrograde at 18 degrees, 55 minutes on August 24th, and will retrograde back to 14 degrees, 56 minutes of Taurus in January 2023, station direct, and then pass over this 18 degree mark in late April into May 2023. So we have just entered a very dynamic phase of Uranus energy that is going to continue to accelerate and move us forward, and by the way, bringing in a powerful eclipse in November. On November 8th, we have a Taurus lunar eclipse at 16 degrees exactly conjunct Uranus. And this is a very dynamic energy, and it really brings up more change, more evolution, rebellion, disruption, unexpected developments. And this energy is going to be in place for a while. So what I wanted to share here is that we've just stepped into a particular energy field that's going to be quite unsettled into at least May 2023. And the energies are going to be especially big between 16 and 18 degrees of Taurus in your chart. So that is the degree territory you want to identify, which house you have 16 to 18 degrees of Taurus in, as this is where the energies are bringing up things for you to change, for you to shift, for you to look at, to basically overhaul your life in some capacity, be open to those developments that the universe is bringing in. And oftentimes with Uranus energies, things happen quickly. They happen fast, and they will even be smoother the more you're open to the change, the more you're willing to ride the roller coaster and go with the perceived disruptions that are ultimately showing you more of what you really want. Now, Taurus is, as I said, the first earth sign and the first fixed sign. Taurus doesn't want change. Taurus wants slow, steady, reliable. What can I count on? And here we have Uranus basically tearing up the ground and not allowing our nervous systems to feel at peace or settled. And then we just had Mars moving through this part of your chart as well. And Mars in Taurus is also the energy of movement, action. What do you want to do going forward? And Mars is not comfortable in Taurus either. So basically, we have a strong energy signature of discomfort. Not feeling comfortable, perhaps with the urgency or immediacy of the changes. Perhaps feeling like you need more time. You want to make sure everything is more stable or in place, but these energies aren't allowing us to do that. It's almost like that Taurus energy just wants to sit on the couch, have a moment of zen, let me relax, let me figure this out, and then there's this urgent need to jump up from the couch and take care of something, or then there's something else going on over here. And it's almost like as soon as the energies start to calm down, there's something else that pulls at you that takes you out of a place of comfort or zen. So these energies are uncomfortable. They are showing us what we are ready to change, even if it feels like it's happening too fast. And that could be something you're feeling or sensing. Of course, it depends on the type of energy you run and what your normal comfort zone is. But you could feel like this is all happening too fast. I'm caught off guard. I'm overwhelmed. It's all too much. Now, keep in mind, the North Node in Taurus is here, which is a reminder that this is the way. This is the growth. This is the path to take forward. And the universe is basically giving you that catapult or that lightning strike or a jolt or leapfrogging over some things that you don't have to deal with anymore. And you could think of it in that manner. You could approach it as, all right, things are happening fast. It's not happening A, B, C. It's happening A, L, Q, Z. And all of a sudden, here I am in something different, something unusual, something new. And the universe wants to support us in this endeavor, in this next step. But again, it can feel really uncomfortable. And that's what we are learning to manage. We are learning how to manage what that feels like, what that means. And we're also learning to manage our fears, because the South Node in Scorpio is bringing up the fears, bringing up fears from the past, bringing up fears of what you've been through, perhaps bringing up fears of things you don't want to repeat, you don't want to experience again, bringing up anything in your emotional body that's no longer needed, you're not going to resonate with it anymore, and now it's time to transform that energy into something powerful. So we're doing work at various levels of our energy bodies, and it can feel like a lot because, again, there's very little time to just relax on the couch or to feel like you can breathe into the changes. Rather, it's all coming up quite fast, and it could even feel quite deep at times, like all of a sudden you're in the deep end in an emotional experience that may or may not even be a part of your reality now. Part of clearing out things, especially karma, deep wounds, or soul contracts, is that we revisit them so that we can see them at a new level of consciousness. We can learn from them. We can take in the wisdom and say, okay, this is what I'm taking forward with me. These are the golden nuggets. This is what I learned in this experience. This is what I learned about myself. This is what I have come to understand around my own emotional process, my own needs, who I am at a deeper core level of my being. I'm going to take this forward and allow everything else to go. Allow it to be complete. Allow it to be something that you're permanently finished with. And that is something that Scorpio teaches us, because Scorpio is a fixed emotional energy where something could really truly be over for you, even though it might take time to move through it, to heal, to process all those normal things we do, all those things that are required on this journey. Yet Scorpio also shows you what you are fully done and complete with, because you understood what you needed to learn at a deeper soul level, as well as how to step more into your power going forward. And so Scorpio requires change. It actually is that deeper transformation process where we learn how we're going to do something differently, how we're going to perhaps be more vulnerable, more courageous, more emotionally in tune with ourselves so that we don't repeat similar or outdated patterns. So I feel like what we're understanding is that these changes run really deep and they're going into core wounds, core parts of our energies. And that's exactly what we are transforming. And then here comes the universe with a boost forward, with something that's meant to change the game, meant to change your consciousness, change your understanding of yourself, something that's meant to be powerful and also help you move forward. So all of this has been going on as we've been moving through Leo season. Now, the sun is in Leo at this time, and the sun is at its brightest in Leo. That's why when you go outside, you really want to put on those dark tinted sunglasses so you don't get burned by the light. Now, yes, we do need vitamin D, and the sun's rays can be very healing for us, very supportive of our energy systems, of our DNA, of our natural energy expression. And all of that can feel like a part of you is coming alive. A part of you is willing to blossom and grow and to be seen. And you could even feel that you're having more of an energetic experience with the sun. Now, I realize it's different between the northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere, but the energy of the sun, those solar rays, can be beautifully supportive of connecting with our own light and really getting into a fuller embodiment of our solar plexus. What it means to stand in the light of your own energy, of your own self-expression, to really tap into where you feel confident in yourself, where you're developing greater confidence in yourself, where you're fully owning who you are in a powerful, clear manner, and where you're allowing yourself to be seen for exactly who you are. So the Leo energy can support you in developing that healthy self-confidence and awakening you to more of your own creative spark and what brings you life, where you're feeling more alive at this time. Now, the Leo energy is also connected to the heart. Think of the lion heart energy, but also think about how Leo is a fixed sign and how the heart has a fixed heartbeat. And it's the beating of the heart, that drum of life, that can also tap you into your creative essence and your life force. Just thinking about how much we rely upon our heart to do so much for us and keep us alive, most obviously, but also how the heart needs support, how the heart needs to feel cared for, strong, and healthy. And there could be matters in your life right now bringing your attention to your heart, to how to care for yourself, to perhaps something that you need, whether it's spiritually, physically, emotionally, energetically, whatever it might be. What can you do to strengthen the heart's drumbeat of life, which is a beautiful self-honoring and self-acceptance energetic experience. And this can be tuning in to love, where you feel loved, where you give love, what those love connections are for you, what it opens up in your heart space. Also, Leo season is a powerful time to check in with where your heart is at in terms of any matters or energies from previous experiences. Because when you think about the heart, well, you can think about the various medical conditions that can arise from unhealthy heart energy, heart attacks, heart conditions, heart palpitations. Any of these may be messages that you're meant to understand and tap into at a deeper energetic level. And of course, you should obviously seek medical advice if any of these conditions are happening for you. But I'm looking at this through the energetic lens as it relates to the astrology of right now. And we are at a very important checking in period as the sun in Leo is squaring the Taurus solar eclipse that happened at 10 degrees of Taurus in late April of this year. So now the sun in Leo is squaring that degree point in your chart, which is also emphasizing more of these themes I've been sharing around the Leo energies and the Taurus energies. These are very strong in our experiences right now, where working together, the Leo and the Taurus energies are very creative. They want to do something that's about expression, that beautifies, that improves, that brings harmony, that even can make you feel alive based on what you love, what you want. They are also the energies connected with self-love and what love means to you. So I feel like we have a very strong theme right now of checking in with not only what you have realized since last eclipse season in April and May of 2022, but then bringing it into these Leo energy systems and really connecting it to your solar plexus and your heart chakra and tuning in with the vibrations and frequencies that are supporting you now. Again, what is bringing you life? What is raising you up? What feels good? What feels empowering? What is really giving you that sense of creative expression, or what has you excited and motivated to move ahead or move forward? Because these energies are very significant right now, and they're meant to be both grounding and energizing. And when I think of this combination of an earth sign and a fire sign working strongly together, a lot can be accomplished. A lot can move forward. So keep in mind that the energy right now feels very strong and it's pulsing at a very intense level. And you could just be feeling that. You could be sensing something. You could be sensing the bigness of change or something evolving and moving you forward, even if it's not totally clear yet. But these energies are meant to bring us more life. They're meant to lighten us up and have us tune in to the powerful support of the sun, and how that is energy that we're meant to work with, we're meant to embody, we're meant to digest and incorporate into our daily lives. So with the sun in Leo squaring the Taurus solar eclipse, it's a checking in point of what you have started and what has evolved since late April. It's the midpoint of eclipse season. And it can also be a turning point of what you have realized or what you have come to understand around what you need at this time. So that energy is exact August 3rd. Also on August 3rd, later in the day, we will see Mercury enter Virgo. And this is a welcomed energy, as Mercury does well in Virgo. It is an astrological sign that it co-rules along with Chiron. And Mercury in Virgo is wonderful at solving problems, understanding what needs to be done, what needs to be put in place, how can we improve this, what are the details and particulars that we're working with, and how can we be more efficient, make corrections, even be particular and meticulous, as that is a Virgo specialty. So now Mercury in Virgo brings our attention to more of the minutiae. And I find it fascinating how brilliant the astrological wheel is, because Virgo is an earth sign, and earth signs always follow the fire signs. So Mercury in Leo was very much about going bigger, being bold, perhaps using a lot of color, a lot of flair. It's a very expressive energy. Then as Mercury moves into Virgo, the energy becomes more practical, down to earth, and we essentially take stock of what was created in Leo and determine, is it still useful? Can it be helpful? Do we even need this? And Virgo will cut back. Virgo eliminates. Virgo can be very discerning and say, no, I don't like that. No, I don't like that. No, I don't like that. Virgo can say 3 out of 4 things aren't good enough and I don't want them on my desk anymore. So this is where we cut back and we look at what needs to be put to good use and what is no longer useful at all. This can certainly help with any type of overwhelm you've been feeling, or if your mind has felt heavy, or if there's things in your world that have just felt like it's too much, it's too big, I don't know what to do. Mercury in Virgo comes in and organizes and says, okay, let's cut all this out. Let's focus on these 2 things. Let's break it down into smaller pieces and tackle this. So there is a manageability here with Mercury in Virgo where you can feel like, okay, I can get a handle on some things now. I'm going to focus. I'm going to get this done. And I'm going to push other things away that are too much or simply not needed. And again, this can help with prioritizing what's in front of you, as well as feeling like you don't have to be overwhelmed by it all. Just focus on 2 things today, or have a to-do list for the week that you can handle and get that done and then move on to the next set of tasks. So with Mercury now in Virgo, we have the personal planets all in feminine energies with Venus in Cancer and Mars in Taurus. And when these energies are in the feminine signs, they can feel a little bit quieter in some regards. It can also feel like it's easier to get some things done. The energy can feel smoother, almost like you're just riding these waves. You don't have to force it. Everything is going to get done when it's going to get done. Personal planets in the feminine signs don't want to force. They are not overly assertive. And you could feel that in your energy or perhaps in your interactions with others, that there's some things you just don't want to push and you're okay just letting it be or play out. This could also be if you feel like your energy is very full right now, like it's at capacity, where there's already enough going on, there's already enough in front of you, you're just going to handle what is coming up, and there's no need to make more or to go too far too fast. There's something about this energy that can be tempered. And that might be a very useful way to approach this week, where you can get a handle on what you need to get caught up on. You don't want to take on more. You just want to focus on what's in front of you. It's only about the necessities right now. And even just taking one day at a time, or perhaps taking it 1 hour at a time. And maybe that is just how your energy is gracefully gliding through this time after we've moved through some very intense and dynamic periods of change. Venus in Cancer will be trining Neptune retrograde in Pisces at 25 degrees on August 7th. And then Venus is going to make an opposition to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn at 26 degrees on August 8th. So generally speaking, Venus in Cancer has been mild and quiet, perhaps feeling introverted or in hermit mode as she's moved through Cancer, and she hasn't been interacting with many planets in the solar system, yet she has been the ruler of that triple conjunction between Mars, Uranus, and the North Node in Taurus, because Taurus is ruled by Venus. So Venus has been in the background, but she's been notable because she's also been taming things. Perhaps you've been feeling that you've been working through more in your emotional world. Venus in Cancer brings up some of our earliest core emotional energies. She can bring up things around our childhood, our family, our parents. Venus in Cancer can be sentimental, and she can be very much focused on what was, what she's been through. And so you could feel like there's been a revival of emotions or energies from situations that are otherwise complete. You could feel that maybe there's just a lot more moving through your emotional body, and that's how you're processing some of these bigger energies as well. But Venus in Cancer, when she trines Neptune in Pisces on August 7th, that is where she's receiving a download from your higher self. Neptune being that connection to your higher self, the part of you with supreme wisdom, a higher understanding of it all, and being very tuned in to the energetics that are going on. Venus in Cancer is very receptive, and you could be feeling a lot when she trines Neptune. Then the next day on August 8th, she opposes Pluto in Capricorn, and this can be a little intense and harsh. And of course, there's many ways this can play out. It's occurring at 26 degrees. So if you have 26 degrees of the water signs or the earth signs, you might be feeling this more. If you have anything at 26 degrees of the cardinal signs being Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, then this is also an energy that you might feel more personally. And keep in mind, Venus in Cancer feels things personally. She takes it in deeply. And here she has an opposition to Pluto, who does not think about how information is going to be received. Rather, Pluto in Capricorn just delivers the energy and allows it to be whatever it will be, because it's rooted in a deeper truth. So August 8th could be a day when you get some kind of truthful message that feels harsh. There could be something here where you also feel more sensitive. You could feel more hypersensitive. You could feel like you're really emotional and you don't know why. You could be feeling like you're getting information or something that affects your heart space. Perhaps it really activates your emotions. This might be a day where it just feels good to cry, and that can be a beautiful release of the energy. But when you think about soft, loving, sweet Venus in Cancer having an opposition to Pluto in Capricorn, which can be harsh, cold, and a little bit brutal, this could be a day where you need some real self-care. And also occurring on August 8th, we have Sun in Leo trining Chiron retrograde in Aries at 16 degrees. And this is the energy signature of doing something that feels good for you, that is healing, empowering, something you're saying yes to because it uniquely rings true for you. So that can be a supportive energy. That Sun in Leo trining Chiron in Aries is masculine energy, whereas Venus in Cancer opposing Pluto in Capricorn is feminine energy. So the masculine energy is going to feel stronger, where that feminine energy could feel more receptive and perhaps a little bit more emotional and needing time to yourself. And also, we have the 8-8 Lionsgate portal on August 8th. I did a separate podcast for you on Monday discussing those energies and how it is a cosmic energy, how it's more about what we're activating as star seeds, what's coming through, what we're feeling and sensing, what's awakening us through this energy portal, what we're stepping into, and how, again, we're here to feel confident in who we are. We're here to feel alive with the power of our energy and to check in with yourself on how that's going for you. And it could even be useful to look at this as an annual occurrence year after year, where you check in with various parts of yourself and how much you've grown and shifted since last year, since the 8-8 Lions Gate of 2021. And then you could go back to previous years as well. Now, I also want to touch on the energy of Mars in Taurus, which on August 7th will square Saturn retrograde in Aquarius at 22 degrees. And this could be something that comes to a stop. This could be something that you need to assess and think through even more before moving forward or taking next steps. Mars in Taurus squaring Saturn is essentially Mars is the oldest son and Saturn is the father. And so here we have a dynamic where the father is saying no to something. The father, Saturn, is putting on the brakes and essentially wanting this Mars in Taurus to stop, consider, and understand the bigger picture of what he is doing, where he is going, what he is choosing. Saturn in Aquarius is tuned in to future endeavors, what you're wanting next, what you're moving towards, what you're creating and building, and something as well about the bigger picture of your life. Whereas Mars in Taurus is very much in the here and now and only thinking about today, only considering today, the day on the calendar, and doesn't have that broader perspective. So there's something about this time where it is very important to check in on your energy, check in on what you're focusing on, what you're choosing, how you're taking action, and does it serve you for the long term? Or sometimes that Mars in Taurus is just wrapped up in immediate pleasures, is only about what he can see in front of him, what's happening around him. Taurus is very much about the five senses, and he isn't considering any long-term plans or any long-term consequences. So there's something about the energy that is asking you to be highly conscious of what you're choosing, what you're understanding about your life path, and are your actions in alignment with that? This is where you could also have someone representing Saturn archetypes show up in your world, whether that is a father figure, a boss, someone you report to, an authority of some kind. There could be someone who comes through on August 7th and tells you, no, you can't do that. We're not going to go that way. I'm not going to allow it. So keep in mind that with that strong Saturn influence, things come to a standstill, and that can be a gift of consciousness. That can be a gift of checking in with yourself, checking in with what is correct for you, what's in alignment for you, and then understanding what are the better choices to make in a particular situation. The strong energy days over this next week are August 7th and August 8th. And then we have some days where there is not a lot of action in the sky. And this is based on the collective energies, meaning you could have a lot happening in your personal natal chart. You could have a lot going on. But in terms of the collective energetics, it's actually a quieter week. And that stays in place until we arrive at August 11th, which is a very big day. Now, August 11th, we have the Aquarius full moon, Venus entering Leo, and the sun in Leo squaring Uranus in Taurus at 18 degrees. August 11th packs a punch. And I have a video for you on YouTube discussing this Aquarius full moon even more, the themes of it, what is coming up, the shifts and changes that are unfolding, and also how this is a revelatory Aquarius full moon, where things come to light, and it is conjunct Saturn. And so there's things happening here that are being revealed through various authorities, those who have responsibilities, those who have data, those who have information. That's part of Saturn in Aquarius. So there's things coming to light that have been held back or repressed, information coming out, evidence, research, data, facts, all of that that has not been released or revealed. Chances are very big that that is what is going to come up over the next week, especially around the time of the Aquarius full moon. And so if we were to step back and look at the bigger energetic themes right now, there's a lot happening in the fixed signs. The fixed signs are being deeply reprogrammed and being required to deeply shift, evolve, and change. And so depending on your own chart, it will depend on how much you're feeling this pressure, this intensity, as well as the discomfort that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, because the fixed signs want to know what is reliable, what is stable, what can be counted on. And here the universe is saying it's time for a lot of things to move and evolve. And it's looking at your own resistance to that. And also going even deeper, looking at how much you're trusting the universe, how much you're really dialing in to that co-creation power that you hold with the universe, where this could be a powerful time of elevating your life, leveling up, upgrading, requiring more, requiring the best. And that's because that North Node in Taurus wants to take you somewhere new, wants you to have something in your life that you deeply value, that has meaning to you, and you can make it a reality. And this could be something that you're feeling intensely within yourself, that there's big shifts happening, that there's parts of yourself that you are evolving away from, that might even be surprising you. Things happening in yourself, in your reality, in your mind that you're realizing you don't want anymore. It's not a fit. You're ready for the next chapter. All of that is a very welcoming energy. So there's something here too about looking at your own willingness. How willing are you to move ahead or trust a new chapter? And I feel like this is actually something we're all intensely experiencing and feeling. And keep in mind, the energies go into May 2023. So we're at some kind of starting period for these changes. These changes are going to keep moving through us over the next 9 months. And how beautiful is that in terms of giving birth to new parts of ourselves, new parts of our energy, new parts of our consciousness, new parts of our lives. And that's what's underway here. And so it does feel like we're moving through a very significant portal over this next week, which is supported by that 8-8 Lionsgate portal, but also supported by the astrology of big life changes. Now, it's interesting to note how this energy will continue to unfold, because not only do we have that Taurus lunar eclipse at 16 degrees of Taurus on November 8th, but in October, we're going to see Saturn at 18 degrees squaring Uranus at 18 degrees. They actually don't make the exact square by minute, but they're at the same degree point. So Saturn will be retrograde in Aquarius back to 18 degrees. Uranus will be at 18 degrees as well. And they will revisit that square energy that they experienced three times throughout 2021. So that means that something you were moving through in your life from 2021 is coming up again, But this time you can see it from a new perspective, from a new point of consciousness. There might be something here that you're reframing, or you're understanding more about what you were learning throughout 2021. And then in October, there's another meeting of these energies as a final checking in point. I feel like that energy is strong now. That's why I'm bringing up October. That's why I'm talking about all this. Whatever is big for you now, it's still going to be something you're working with in October, in November, and again next May. So keep in mind that this is where we remember how the universe has a divine plan. For all the ways things can unfold quickly, some things might take a little bit longer, but be worth it. Be absolutely worth it in terms of how it comes together, how it's being reorganized, how some things have to be removed and let go of. And so this is a very powerful time of co-creation with the divine, of really activating more of that God self DNA within you that is designed to come alive during these co-creation energies. So you can tap in to the parts of yourself. And I'm also feeling so strongly right now, your own soul's memory of every time you have co-created powerfully with the universe. This is not your first rodeo. You are no spring chicken. These are energies that you've experienced across multiple lifetimes that you probably know very, very well in the deepest parts of your being. And so here is an opportunity to be in that powerful place of riding these waves of change, being willing to go with them, but also being in your power. And I feel like that's one thing that's very different now, because there is a higher consciousness on the planet, and there is more that we can powerfully create and influence because of where we're energetically at. So whatever is just beginning right now, whatever is opening up, revealing itself, whatever you're starting, this is a time to look at what you're truly envisioning for yourself, where you're being clear in your intentions, but you're not holding on to a particular outcome or a particular expectation. Meaning, you could have the intention that you're ready for a more fulfilling career or job. You're ready to own all of your gifts and talents and skills, and you want to move into something that is beautiful for you, that's an energetic fit for you in all the best ways. And maybe you don't know exactly what that is. Maybe you don't have a job title in mind. And part of these energies could be that from now until May, you're actually sampling different types of roles. Or you get one job and then another job pops up and then something else comes along. And that's because these energies, again, they're not very stable. They're full of surprises and they're fast moving. But you're understanding, okay, this could be the right choice for me. I'm just going to see where this goes without latching on or without putting too much expectation on it. Because the way these energies are playing out, it means that you might not know right away. You might not know the answer or what's best or what that final job is going to be. And that can be really hard on our minds. That can be really hard on the parts of us that want security, safety, and stability. But this is where we can also powerfully reprogram those parts of ourselves to remind you, you're always safe. You're always secure. You can always trust yourself. Where do you go when you need those reminders? What process do you have in place, or what can you do to energetically support yourself so that you can remain that strong even during these big winds of change? And it's almost like your life could look very different in 9 months from now. When we get to May and June of 2023, you could be amazed at everything that has transpired. You could be blown away by what you've been through, what that roller coaster ride was. In fact, if you've ever been at an amusement park and you go on their biggest, fastest roller coaster, and it really takes you through some loops and spins you around, and you're on the full experience. It's after you get off of that ride that you're like, wow, that was something else. And that's kind of what we're entering. And I shouldn't say kinda. That is what we are entering. That is what we are moving through. So we each are going to have to get clearer on how we can manage more of this wild ride and how we can take care of ourselves while being in our light and in our power, which can be tricky to remember when you feel like you're powerless or that everything is happening outside of you. But this is where you strengthen your connection to the divine, and you strengthen that beautiful connection to your soul that knows you're fine. You've got this. You can handle it. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be perhaps even better than what you could have planned for yourself. So when you're in that state of mind and you're fully owning that energy, it can be something very refreshing to tap into. So we basically took a look at some of the bigger energies that we're moving through, the broader strokes, and then we also narrowed in and focused on what we are moving through this week more specifically, and how the bigger energy days are August 7th and August 8th as we build up to that big Aquarius full moon on August 11th. So we are only in the first half of August, but I wanted to also throw out and bring your attention to late October and invite you to an in-person event that I will be participating in Scottsdale, Arizona. It will be from October 28th through the 31st, and I'm so excited because I'm going to be teaching two intensive astrology workshops over the weekend. And by the way, check out this lineup of individuals and speakers who are going to be there. You will hear beautiful wisdom from Michael Bernard Beckwith, Neil Donald Walsh, Lisa Williams, Matt Kahn, Don Miguel Ruiz Jr., Gabby Bernstein, Sunny Dawn Johnston, and more. And I will be your on-site astrologer teaching two workshops, and we're going to look at your chart. I'm going to be talking about your big three in one of the workshops, more specifically your sun, moon, and rising signs. And then in the second workshop, we're going to be talking about your north node, which I love discussing and teaching about your north node. So this is going to be a multi-day event, so much happening, wonderful presentations and music and great food, all at a beautiful resort. And this is probably going to sell out because they had to reduce capacity just for the times that we're in. And you'd want to enroll sooner rather than later. They also have it set up where you can choose your price point with whatever may fit for the experience you want to have or create. You can check out the full conference schedule, all the presentations and workshops, all at the link below. It's called Celebrate Your Life, and it's happening so we can come together. We can create some wonderful energies, some very inspiring connections, meet new people, make new friends. That's one of the best things about these in-person gatherings is that you always leave with new friendships. You always meet more people where you have things in common and you have easy conversations and new inspirations around what you want to do next in your life or for yourself. So these types of gatherings can be so good for the heart and a wonderful way to reconnect and also meet new friends. So I hope you can make it. I will be sharing more about this. I'll be sending out some reminder emails and such, but I'm really looking forward to it. And I hope you can make it too if it lines up with your plans and your own availability. So check it out below the podcast. As always, thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. I will be back every Monday and Wednesday with a new podcast for you as we discuss more of the energetics of this time and, of course, the very big ride that we are all on together. You can find out more about my current offerings over at mollymccord.online. And please connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Also on YouTube, be sure and check out my playlists where I have a ton of videos for you, and you can dive even more into your astrology chart and look at more specifics about your natal energy signature. I look forward to connecting with you very soon. I'm wishing you a beautiful week ahead, and I hope that you're feeling invigorated by the very big changes unfolding on the planet now. Take good care, and I'll see you back here soon.